welcome again to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Namisha with the Toronto Vegetarian Association, and we're going to do a little bit of more on cooking today. More specifically, we're going to learn how to sprout some green lentils, and we are going to make a sprouted lentil green salad once we've got our sprouts. So to make this recipe, it requires some advanced planning and thinking. So you have to start 2 days in advance before you actually want to make and eat the salad, okay? So the first step is we've got 1 cup of dried lentils in here, dried green lentils. And this method of sprouting works for mung beans, for adukie beans, or any other kind of legume you've got, as well as grains like quinoa or any other seed that you'd like to sprout. So you can do this in a jar like I'm doing today, or you can do it in a bowl. It really doesn't matter. All you want to do is put in enough water so that there's more than enough to cover. So usually for 1 cup of lentils, I usually put about 2 cups of water or 1.5 cups of water. You don't have to be exact, but you want to make sure that there's enough room for the lentils to expand. So you just leave them. There's nothing more to do. So you can do this before you go to bed. Leave them soaking for 6 to 8 hours. And after 6 to 8 hours, this is what they will look like. They double in volume. You see that? We've got double the amount of lentils we started with. So in terms of getting value for your money, this is a wonderful way to eat because you get more nutrition because you've got enzymes happening when you sprout, and you're getting double the volume that you started with. So after they've soaked for 8 hours and they look like this, you want to drain off the soak water. Okay. And I will get the rest of these lentils at the bottom of the jar in a minute. We'll just let that sit there and drain for a moment. I'll let it rest in this empty one. And the next step is you need a clean tea towel from your kitchen. Now, not the Terry Loop one, because when the sprouts sprout, it'll be too difficult to remove them. Now, what I do is I've got 2 or 3 tea towels set aside, especially just for sprouting, because green lentils in particular, they stain your tea towel. So as you'll see, this one is stained from my previous sprouting, you know, expeditions here. And the drained lentils just go in the tea towel, and a little bit of water left in them is okay, but I'm going to just get the rest that I missed in the jar here and put them in the tea towel, and we're going to just wrap them up nice and tight, like so, and we put them in a bowl or a container that will fit them nice and snug. Okay, so that's it. Now you just leave them in a warm place. So on your kitchen counter or on top of the fridge where it's also very warm. You can cover them if you like, but because the tea towel is protecting them, you don't necessarily have to cover. But if you can, you can just put a dish or something on top, cover it, and don't touch them. Leave them alone, okay? And give them about 24 hours. It's going to depend on the temperature. Ideally, 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit is a good temperature for sprouting. In colder climates like Toronto, where we are, sometimes I have to let them sprout a little bit longer. So you'll know, but certainly don't check them before 24 hours. The humidity needs to build in that tea towel, and they just need to be undisturbed. Okay, so we'll come back in 24 hours and check in with you and the sprouts and see how they're doing.
Everybody,
And we are now here 24 hours later to check on our sprouts to see how they're doing and see if we can carry on with making our sprouted lentil salad. So are we ready? Here we go. We're going to unwrap them slowly and just take a peek, see how they're doing, and look at that. Just like magic. You see these little tails? Now, of course, if you like, you can leave them in for another 6, 12, 8 hours, however long you like. And if you do, the tails will be a little bit longer. But when you just see these tails come out, they're ready to eat. You can eat them like this. You can put them on any type of green salad. But today we're actually going to use this as a main course. So we're going to make the lentils the star of the show today. They are the main event. Okay, so we put our lentils in a bowl and then prepare all the other ingredients. So what we've got is a shredded carrot here. You can, again, when you're making raw foods, it's entirely up to you about the proportions. And depends on how many people you're trying to feed. So if you just want to make a little bit, you can. But I've got about 2 to 3 grated carrots here. And, you know, remember, because you're not cooking, take your time and prepare the ingredients so that they look good. And they you're working with lots of color. And so my next ingredient is I've got some red onion chopped here. And I'm going to just slice up a little bit more to show you just how it's done. So I just make little strips with the onion and dice it up finely. Okay, and we add that to our bowl, to our salad bowl. Add a little bit more in. Now don't add too much red onion because it's pretty powerful, but we've got a lot of lentils and a lot of carrots in there. So about 3 to 4 tablespoons is probably good. Then next comes our diced red pepper, and same thing, I like to cut it into little strips, like so, and then into the fine dice. All right, and there we go. We've got our diced red pepper, and add a little bit more in. Well, let's add all of it in. We've got lots of lentils in there. And next comes our green pepper. And we use the same method by making a few little strips. And that should be enough for this one. As long as you've got enough to show good color and good proportion, then you're good to go. We'll put that away, put the green pepper in, and a little more so that it's balanced with the red pepper and the carrots and everything else that we've got in there. And finally, our last vegetable ingredient, we've got diced tomato. Again, same thing, strips and dice. So the same method so that everything is roughly the same size, and put it into our nice big bowl. And we'll add the rest of the diced tomato in as well. Right now, this would probably still taste good just as it is. I'm going to give it a little toss, mix up the ingredients, and for our flavoring, we've got 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoons, you can use 2 teaspoons if you like, if stronger, of curry powder, again to your taste, and some freshly squeezed lime juice. I've got a full juiced lime in here. And for the final garnish and herb, I've got chopped cilantro, and this is wonderful. I mean, again, if you don't like cilantro, you can substitute fresh parsley, but I absolutely love cilantro. And with the curry powder, you know, that's an Indian spice, and for most Indian dishes, you really want cilantro. However, if you're one of those people who really, really, really doesn't like cilantro, and I've met many who don't, you can easily substitute parsley in this recipe and it will still taste good. So nice clean cilantro that I had sitting in water to keep it fresh. And we just chop it up. It doesn't have to be super fine, but just so that you don't get big stems while you're eating. That's it. There's the cilantro ready to go in. I'm going to add the rest of that in and mix it up. And
our lentil salad is almost done. And ideally, you would let this sit in the fridge for about an hour, if not longer, and to let the flavors meld and let all the spices get nicely coated through the vegetables and the lentils, and then it's ready to serve. I mean, you could eat it now, but ideally, you would allow it to sit in the fridge for a little while at least before you serve it. And there you go. Well, here we are with our finished sprouted lentil salad, and we have Sidon here, who is our official taste tester, who's going to tell us what he thinks. Go ahead, do it. What do you think?
It's in between awesome and great.
It's in between awesome and great. All right, well, thank you for being our taste tester, and thank you to all our viewers for joining us here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll see you next time.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.